And we're back on Pella Dutch Live as following the postseason win for the Dutch, a 3-0 sweep of Indianola here with Katie Pollock, who had a couple of big service runs in the match. And Katie, I'll start with that. First of all, I'm guessing coming in, you don't necessarily expect going 3-0 against a team that you've had a lot of sets with throughout the entire season. But what really drove the girls, especially in set two and set three, you think, to take this match over?
It was especially our energy. We came out, we knew we needed the energy, and we delivered. On the court, we had energy. On the bench, we had energy. It was just clicking.
Well, set one was back and forth, and that's personally how I thought things were going to play out the entire match. But it's when you hit the floor for your service run, I think it was 10 points in a row that you guys were able to get. You had the good serves to start. Your defense responded. You had some big hits. What was it like to be out there during that, and how pivotal did that run feel? Because it felt like all the pressure was off. There were smiles all over the floor.
Oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. Just being out on the court, fulfilling my role as the serving specialist, and then our hitters getting those big hits, it's just so much fun, and that drives us forward. It's those big steps that give us the energy to keep going.
It feels like when this team is serving well, your play even better.
Yeah.
How critical is it, you know, in these tight matches when you know you've got a good defensive team like Indianola, and how are the ways that you guys try to put yourself in position with your serves and aggressiveness to have runs like you did?
We serve the seams, we serve deep corners, we focus a lot on that in practice. And to get them out of system, it gives us that momentum, getting them out of system, and then we can take those big swings when they give a free ball back.
Well, and I may have been a little harsh in the term I used in the broadcast, so when you watch back, but I used the term bench. You were the starting libero on this team. Mm-hmm. You came in from the preseason expecting to be that defensive specialist for the team who is in a full rotation, and about halfway through the year, coach makes a change. Now, it can go one of two ways, right?
Yeah.
What for you was it like to internalize that, and how were you able to overcome the mental hurdle of knowing that you want to be on the floor for your team, you weren't doing maybe as well as you wanted to, and now you found yourself a new home that seems like it's been very successful?
Yeah, I've just fully embraced this role. I love Abby, and she's been doing fantastic. I'm so proud of her for stepping into that role when I wasn't necessarily fulfilling it to the best, but I've found my role now, and I love it.
Well, and how critical is that on a team? Because again, it could have gone the other way, right? You probably could have pouted. You probably said, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, what does that say about this team, and what kind of drove you to stick with it and really want to prove yourself in this new role?
Well, we have big goals, very big goals, and in order to succeed, we all just need to click. We've been playing much better as a team with Abby in that libero role, and I accept that. It's great.
Well, and not only that, it feels like you started clicking. I think, you know, as the conference season was winding down, it feels like this team finally has its roles. And what's that been like, knowing that you did have a ton of experience coming back, but it didn't feel like everything was finished? What's it feel like to really almost be peaking heading into the postseason deeper and deeper?
Oh, it feels great. Like, we are playing as a team, and we can go to the highest, climb the highest mountains with the way we're playing.
For the audience, you can see we have the crossbar that's right there, and you were able to get to that high mountain there. But now there's no secrets coming up next week. Oskaloosa, if there's one team that knows Pella better, might be Pella Christian in terms of you guys doing off-season stuff. You know, how do you go into that match knowing that you know exactly what to expect with Faith and Malia and that whole team, but at the same time knowing that this year you were able to take a really strong match from here at home? How do you kind of game plan knowing that there is no surprise coming Tuesday at their gym?
Yeah, well, we watch film in practice. We work on our shots. We break down their defense, their offense, and we're just going to go out and play our best game.
What do you think was the biggest key when you had success against them, or the biggest adjustment you needed to make from, especially when you saw them at conference on Thursday, do you think?
Serving. We struggled a little bit at the conference tournament. No biggie, but if we get our serves in, like you said earlier, we're going to play a great game.
That is Katie Pollock, the serving specialist for the Pella Dutch volleyball team, following their big win over Indianola. Katie, it's been so fun to have you up here, to be able to talk some volleyball, especially knowing your season journey.
Yes.
And I'm really excited for Tuesday night, and I think the Dutch fans will be too. And we need them out there. We need them to come out, right, Tuesday?
Yes, come out Tuesday. Oski.